This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military says an airstrike on a school in Gaza City was targeting Hamas and Islamic Jihad fighters, but Gaza authorities say the compound was housing displaced families and that over 100 have been killed. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Around 100 people died here, Gaza's Hamas-run government said on Saturday in an Israeli strike. Mahmoud Bathal, a spokesperson for Gaza's civil defense, said thousands of people displaced amid Israel's 10-month assault on the Palestinian enclave had been sheltering in the school compound.
The Israeli occupation forces hit people this morning at dawn when they were getting ready for the dawn prayers.
Israel's military said the death toll was inflated. It said around 20 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were operating at the site. Hamas said the strike was a horrific crime and a serious escalation, and that the dead did not include a single combatant.
David Doyle from Reuters. A regional turboprop plane fell into what aviation experts called a flat spin before crashing in a residential neighborhood near Sao Paulo in Brazil on Friday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
In Brazil, a passenger plane crashed into a residential neighborhood of Vinhedo, a city in São Paulo State, Friday. The airline confirmed all 61 people aboard were killed. One woman who lives near the crash site told reporters there were no victims among the locals, though there was no official confirmation of that. Footage on Globo News showed the plane plunging in a flat spin. The airline says it was an ATR-72 twin-engine turboprop. The Secretary of Public Safety for São Paulo told reporters the plane's black box was recovered and vowed an investigation will determine what happened. It was the deadliest airline crash since January 2023, when 72 people died on board a Yeti Airlines plane in Nepal. I'm Ben Thomas.
This